This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The campaign manager of former U.S. President Donald Trump's 2020 re-election bid will testify Monday before the special House committee investigating the attack of the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters on January 6, 2021. The committee will also hear testimony from a former U.S. prosecutor based in the southeastern state of Georgia. Georgia was one of several key states that Trump lost to Democrat Joe Biden and where his allies sought to overturn the final results, citing unfounded assertions of election fraud. The hearings come as members of the committee say there is enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider a criminal indictment against former President Trump for seeking to overturn the 2020 election. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says the DOJ should be investigating any credible allegation of criminal activity by Trump, and he thinks there is such evidence.
There are certain actions, parts of these different lines of effort to overturn the election that I don't see evidence the Justice Department is investigating.
Representative Jamie Raskin, also a Democrat, says he doesn't wish to browbeat Attorney General Merrick Garland, but the committee believes Trump violated criminal law. Garland hasn't indicated what he might do. Trump has denied all wrongdoing. Audio courtesy ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Julie Walker.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Sunday announced an agreement on a framework for potential gun safety legislation. The agreements include support for state red flag laws and tougher background checks for gun buyers under 21 years old, as well as new efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. But the proposal falls far short of tougher gun control measures long sought by President Biden and many Democrats. This is VOA News. 10 Republicans signaled their support for the preliminary deal, indicating the measure could potentially overcome the chamber's 60-vote threshold to advance a bill for a vote on final passage. Reuters is reporting that President Biden will travel to Saudi Arabia and Israel next month. A source familiar with the details said on Sunday the White House is planning to announce the trip this week. The source said Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia could include a meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The White House has said Biden feels the Crown Prince is a pariah for his role in the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey in 2018. Khashoggi was a critic of Mohammed bin Salman. Khashoggi's murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul tainted the Crown Prince's image as a reformist. The Saudi government has denied any involvement by the Crown Prince. The visit would be aimed at bolstering relations with Saudi Arabia at a time when Biden is trying to find ways to lower gasoline prices in the United States. French President Emmanuel Macron faces a tough fight to win an absolute parliamentary majority after a strong showing by a new left-wing alliance in Sunday's first-round election. Initial estimates put Macron's alliance neck and neck with an alliance of hard-left, socialist, and Green Party members headed by veteran lawmaker Jean-Luc Mélenchon. But Macron's candidates are projected to win in a greater number of districts than their leftist rivals. The disappearance of a British journalist and an indigenous official has led a police investigation into an international illegal fishing network. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Freelance journalist Don Phillips and indigenous official Bruno Pereira were last seen a week ago as they were returning from the São Rafael community, but they never arrived. Helicopters hovered overhead as the Army, the Navy, Civil Defense, State Police and indigenous volunteers have been mobilized in the search. Police discovered human remains, which they said they were still analyzing. Local Mayor Dennis Paiva: I hope the truth will come out. The truth needs to be said. There's no history of violence here. It's a municipality where most of the people, 80%, survive by fishing activities. The illegal scheme is run by local businessmen who pay fishermen to enter the Javari Valley, catch fish, and deliver it to them. I'm Karen Chamas.
Repeating our top story, the campaign manager of former U.S. President Donald Trump's 2020 re-election bid will testify Monday before the special House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters on January 6, 2021. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.